I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and Wayne Dyer has said, procrastination is one of the most common and deadliest of diseases, and its toll on success and happiness is heavy. He calls it a disease, but if it is, it's a disease that can be totally avoided and it can be cured. If you tend to procrastinate, have you ever calculated the toll that procrastination takes on your life? Procrastinators tend to say things like, "Oh, I do my best work under pressure," or "I just have trouble getting started." You can find all kinds of excuses for procrastinating, but you'll have to admit that procrastination creates many problems for you. Here are some of the reasons people procrastinate. See if you can identify with any of these. We procrastinate because we're simply lazy. We put things off when we're facing an unpleasant task or something we just don't enjoy doing. We procrastinate when the task seems overwhelming, just too big. We procrastinate when we feel insecure about how to do it or we're afraid of failing. We procrastinate because we don't know how to get started. So if you struggle with procrastination, I want to strongly encourage you to make this a matter of serious prayer and determine how you're going to break the bad habit. First, identify where you tend to procrastinate the most and ask yourself why. God says He'll give us wisdom if we ask for it. So ask for wisdom from God to show you what's causing you to put things off so much. And then set some rules and guidelines for yourself to help break that bad habit. Here is one quick cure for procrastination. Whatever you have to do today that you do not want to do, do it first. I tell you, this works. I use it all the time. Often we procrastinate on the things we just don't like to do. But once you get those done, it frees up the rest of the day for you and increases your energy and motivation for other tasks. As long as that unpleasant thing hangs over your head, you mentally slow down because subconsciously you realize the faster you work, the sooner you're going to have to do that unpleasant thing, or you'll manufacture other busy work to just avoid getting to that unpleasant thing. This one simple discipline could be life-changing for you. Whatever you have to do today that you don't want to do, do it first. I urge you to give it a try. It will bring you great freedom and reduce your stress. I promise you that. You'll find copies of all of my devotionals, and you may want to share this one with other people that you recognize could use some help. So you'll find those at christianworkingwoman.org, and we invite you to use them any way you can.